Britt Bowen, joined now by Coach Johnny Harris here on the Region's Bing postgame show. Coach War Eagle, I know a tough one tonight to comprehend for your Tigers, but in the end, it was good fight down the stretch. Coach, what was the difference in your eyes in this ballgame tonight?
I just thought we had more energy down the stretch. I mean, we had a bad second quarter where we gave up too many drives down the paint. Our guards weren't hedging, and they were able to get down the lane, and then we had to help, and they kicked it back out for threes. You know, we gave up five threes, and, you know, that's pretty much it. And we turned the ball over. We took care of the ball in the second half. We had 17 in the first half. Second half, we cleaned that up a little bit. But those first half turnovers absolutely killed us.
Second chance points was one of the things that kept you in this thing. You told me before the game that Auburn had to win the battle rebounding. You did that 37-25, and you outscored them 19-3 on second chance points. I thought Ya'Kai Milton had a lot to do with that, Coach.
Yeah, Ya'Kai came in, and she was really good in the paint. She was good on the defensive end, too. She got in a little foul trouble there, but I just thought her energy going to rebound, I think she had a couple of drives in there, too. And we've been working with her. Working with her on being able to score. She don't really look to score. She looks to come in to defend. I thought she looked to score a little bit more, and I just excited about getting back in the gym and working with her this off season.
That's the thing about this team is you have so much to build around for next year. I know it's disappointment tonight, but a huge stepping stone and a huge foundation layer to build this program, Coach. Just how do you put this season into words? What's your team accomplished? I mean, it's been a long time since Auburn played in the NCAA tournament, won 8 games in the SEC, and won 20 games overall, Coach.
Yeah, it's, I just thought this team came together. They had some toughness, went through a lot of adversity. We're banged up a lot. You know, Mingo, she gave me everything she had, but she turned her ankle in practice today, and she tried to gut it out, but she just didn't have it today. But that kid came in, and she made a big difference in this ball club with her toughness, and that spread around our team. I thought once Marshawn came in the game and we got a little bit more energy on the defensive end, I did think, you know, we had some unforced turnovers sometimes, you know, just getting her to slow down a little bit will help. So this offseason is going to be big for her as well.
And Marshawn Bostic, Coach, you're not in this game in the second half without Marshawn on the floor, and that's why she's so excited. Coach Larry told me Auburn's got to have Marshawn, Auburn's got to have Caitlin Duhon, and Auburn's got to have Celia Simbani. That was the trio, Coach, that sparked it, and that trio's coming back for you.
Absolutely, and you know, they all have big upsides. You know, Duhon was limping really bad. You know, she had twist her ankle again, and so, you know, these kids, they have been battling all year long, and it's been different people stepping up. So, but those three were good this year. You got Sydney coming back. I thought Sydney played hard. Didn't necessarily play well, but she played hard. But overall, we just had way too many turnovers.
And Coach, and the tough part about tonight is you have five seniors that you have to say goodbye to. You mentioned Jemiah Mingo Young, and Kiana Gaines been out most of the year. Talen still has the opportunity to come back, but the two is going to be tough to say goodbye to. First and foremost, Honesty Scott Grayson, second leading scorer in the SEC. She's the one that you were able to build around this year. And Coach, you cannot forget Carson McFadden. McFadden has been a staple in your culture, in building your culture. Coach, what's it mean to have to say goodbye to those two?
Absolutely. And I start with Carson and her leadership. She's just a very selfless kid, that's a very giving kid, and she does anything we ask her to do. She leads this team. She leads by example. She has a voice. They listen to her. So she has been just a joy to coach these last 3 years. Honesty has grown. She has grown every single year she's been here. She came in. She told me she wanted to get us back to the NCAA tournament, and I feel like she did. We rode her back. for most of this season, and I think she gave everything she had. I think that kid played to exhaustion. We always talk about play to exhaustion, and she did that this entire season.
Coach Jay, on behalf of the Auburn family, thank you for this season. Again, you've given the Auburn family hope for Auburn women's basketball, and this won't be the only time we are in the NCAA tournament, Coach. A bright future ahead. I know it's early, but this offseason, it'll be key for you.
It will be key. Get these kids in the gym, a lot of new pieces, so they have to get stronger. They have to get faster, a little bit more explosive. So we'll work with them. We'll work with our post players on being able to score more, getting in better shape. So, you know, we have a lot to build around. And then we have some good players coming in.
Coach Jay, thanks so much for a great season. Wish you all the best this offseason. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.